Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
I'm going to try not to cry or freak out during this little segment at the trending bottom of the hour news, because this week my son gets his learner's permit. He will start to drive in a couple of days. Car crashes are the greatest danger your teens face, but the good news is that some of these crashes are preventable, and parents of new drivers, we have to play a vital role. So I'm going to try and give some advice here, and I'm going to try and follow my own advice, because the fact is that I am terrified. I want to hear from you parents. I want to hear from you if you're going through the same thing. Some parents just saw their kids off to college. I can't even imagine that. And other parents like myself are about to see our kids get behind the wheel of a car. It absolutely terrifies me. But I think if we're involved, last night we were going over the rules of the road book. So my first bit of advice is don't just let your child go through this alone. Go through it with them. Go through that rules of the road book. Make sure they understand all those different kinds of intersections, where the cars are coming from, where they're going to have to be looking. Because not only can your kids get hurt or, God forbid, worse, but your insurance is going to go up. You don't want to have an accident, because that blows if you've been protecting your car all this time and then your teen gets behind. And I don't even want to think about it. But parents, we have to think about it, because this is absolutely something that's going to happen. I'm trying to accept it myself. Send me an email, melanie@radiomd.com. If you're going through this same thing with me, that we can go through this and give each other really good tips to the stress. I know that I am not going to be the best person for my son to drive with. I think it will probably be my husband, but the teenage brain, which is developing and changing, definitely responds to that stress and screaming. You can't scream at your child. So even if you're not really relaxed, you have to try and pretend to be really relaxed. You have to be involved, study with them, take them to an open parking lot so that they can get used to the movements and the feelings and stopping and starting. You can even put the cones out like they did in the Brady Bunch and see if your kid can go around the cones and stop before they hit the cone with the egg on it. I don't know. Let's think of some different things that we can all do together to get our kids out there, but get them out there safely, because it's really terrifying for those of us. So I want to hear from you. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.